And now, James Gravel.
In several previous lessons, I observed that much evil, pain, and suffering is attributable to either our own incorrect choices, the incorrect choices of those around us, or the incorrect choices of past generations. The point I was trying to make is that actions have consequences. Consider, for example, a female cocaine addict who becomes pregnant, continues to use cocaine, and eventually gives birth to a baby, only to find that the child, too, is addicted to cocaine. Or ponder the woman who consumes alcohol during her pregnancy and ends up producing a child affected with fetal alcohol syndrome. Or contemplate the woman who, as a result of illicit extramarital sexual activity, contracts the venereal disease caused by herpes simplex 2 virus, gets pregnant, is in the midst of an active ongoing case of the disease during the delivery of her baby, and sees her child live to be 3 or 4 years old, become retarded, and die because of the disease with which she infected this precious, innocent newborn. From the beginning to the end of this pilgrimage we call life, we interact socially with those around us. Although at times we may wish that our decisions did not affect others, the truth of the matter is, more often than not, they do. But the effects of our decisions do not always have to be bad. For example, in 1 Peter 3, verses 1 through 2, the Apostle Peter noted that the effects of a godly wife upon her husband might even be responsible for bringing him to the Lord. Wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands, that even if some do not obey the word, they without a word may be won by the conduct of their wives when they observe your chaste conduct. 1 Peter 3, verses 1 through 2. What a sobering thought that one person, through behavior tempered by reverent fear of God, might ultimately influence a sinner to come to salvation. Yet consider the corollary to this concept. If faithfulness produces such wonderful results, what results might unfaithfulness produce? Does not practical experience answer that question in a thousand different ways? Actions do indeed have consequences. And those consequences are not always limited to just a single generation. That's something to think about, isn't it?